It was late in February, and I was on my way home skiing in Utah with my family. As we got on the plane, I thought about how fun my trip had been, and I also thought about the exciting moments of doing the double black diamonds. Soon after the plane took off, my mind wandered to when we first drove up to the ski resort. As we drove past the lodge, we could smell the sweet aroma of hot chocolate. We could see the fun of the massive slopes. This was Alta. Alta was a ski resort in the mountains of Utah, and I had heard people say that Alta had the best snow for skiing in the world. People would come from all around to get to ski there. When we got out of the car, we got on our ski equipment and started for the first chairlift. My whole family was there with me, consisting of my mom and my dad and my three brothers, Spencer, Daniel, and Peter. My sister Abby was also there. The first chairlift was called Sunnyside. It was a bunny hill for beginners. We did that a few times and then moved to the chairlift to its right called Supreme. We did Supreme for the most of the rest of that day. Towards the end of the ski day, we went over to a lift called Sugarloaf. On Sugarloaf, we found a run called Secret Saddle. It was an ungroomed run with lots of ice boulders and a frozen lake covered with a thin layer of snow at the bottom. My brothers, my dad, and I decided it looked fun. As we started it, we realized it was a lot harder of a run than we thought it was. It was a double black diamond, so super steep, with no flat area, just snow boulders. I was just making my way down when I saw my brother catch an edge of his ski and start going straight down. He went faster and faster until he lost his balance with all the bumping and bouncing of the boulders. He fell with a huge crash. Snow flew everywhere and it started a little snow slide where he was. He continued to roll until the ground flattened out a little. I started to get worried as I saw what a little mistake could do. My brother was fine, but he was lucky he didn't get hurt. I started to go slower and make my way down even more carefully. After a few minutes, everyone else had gotten to the frozen lake and were double pulling across. I was still stuck halfway up the mountain face. As I tried to zigzag across the face, I came to realize that I was trapped. On both sides of me, boulders got higher, and so I couldn't go to the left or the right. I didn't know what to do, and then I realized I had to go straight down. I started getting really worried after watching what had happened to my brother, but I realized I wasn't going to get out of it by being worried. I gathered my courage and turned my skis, and whoosh! I started straight down the mountain, bumping over the snow boulders as I went. I started going fast, really fast. I was going faster than my brother had, and I was still on my skis after 15 seconds. As I accelerated, I realized at this speed I could fall and break my neck or get a severe concussion and die. I was going as fast as a bolt of lightning, or so I thought. The speed and fear of what was in front of me got me to somehow navigate the impossible sea of snow boulders, and I was able to maneuver around the boulders and made it to the safe snow at the top of the lake. Right then, I fell and a huge spray of snow went up into the air. Someone probably watching me thought, "What a newbie." Back on the plane, as I was thinking about it, it was more funny than it was scary, but in the moment, it was terrifying.